Awakening the minds of humanity to resist lies and tyranny. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams on InfoWars.
Welcome to Counterthink. Mike Adams here, your host today. Thank you for joining me on this episode of very important analysis. Now that Brett Kavanaugh has been confirmed to the United States Supreme Court, what is next and will the Civil War begin this year? Now, in some ways, it has already begun. Let me explain why. About 10 days ago, I went public with a prediction about the kill teams that were being organized to target and kill conservative senators and conservative members of the United States Supreme Court. And this was based on both the rhetoric and the action of radical left-wing, well, I guess you should call them now domestic terrorists, but they call themselves progressives or Democrats, but they are domestic terrorists. So I put out this warning that the kill teams were coming. And by the way, Senator Rand Paul is very much aware of this as well, and he's sounded the alarm. Within 4 days after that warning went out, there were five separate attempted attacks on conservatives in the United States. There was an anthrax type of threat, a white powder sent to Senator Ted Cruz's office in Houston. There was ricin poison sent to the Pentagon to target a top Pentagon official. Another shipment of the same ricin poison was sent to President Trump. There was an attack on, I believe it was Mitch McConnell in the airport, a mob assault. They didn't physically attack him, but they mobbed him within range of what could be a physical attack. And then there was also a conservative member of Congress who was attacked in the United States Capitol building by an angry, deranged left-wing mob. So those attacks happened in just 4 days. And they all happened simultaneously on the same day, by the way. Now, with Kavanaugh confirmed on the court, we're going to see these types of attacks escalate. The radical left is losing political power, and they've lost their majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court has been their primary weapon to overrule the legislature and even the judicial system, just to push it up to the Supreme Court and overrule everybody to get things passed that could not be passed by law. For example, gay marriage or Obamacare or Roe versus Wade. You know, these types of things are decided by the Supreme Court, but not decided by a debate or by the representatives of the people. And this has been a key element of the left, and how they've been able to accomplish these things over the years is by stacking the Supreme Court. Well, they've lost that now. It's 5-4 against them right now, and it could become 6-3 if someone else like Ginsburg retires in the next year or two. So the left is now going insane, and they're resorting to terrorism-type tactics. Now, importantly, Kavanaugh's confirmation to the court is one trigger of two triggers that are necessary to really set off the escalating violence and civil war in America. And that's really the topic of today's show. The second trigger is the midterm elections. Now, if Democrats manage to win the House of Representatives, which they think they will win, then the second trigger will not have been triggered. It's triggered if they fail to take the House of Representatives. So if the Republicans maintain a majority in the House of Representatives, and they can do that by losing, I think, 20 seats, and they can still maintain a majority because they've got a strong majority right now. But if the Republicans maintain the majority, then the left descends into terror cell activation phase, and they will activate their terror cells that are like Hezbollah terror cells, but they're left-wing liberal terror cells all across the country. They have hit lists, they have kill teams, they have intended targets. They're going to try to take out senators. They're going to try to take out Brett Kavanaugh. They're going to try to murder prominent conservative radio personalities like Alex Jones, for example. This is coming. So that's the topic today. We'll talk about what's coming and the odds of this happening when we return here on Counterthink. Stay with me. This is Mike Adams.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
We are living in dangerous times. We're on the verge of civil war breaking out in America. And as I started to explain in the last segment, it's because the left is losing political power. And so the left is becoming more radicalized with violence, with terrorism, with intimidation tactics. It's basically mob rule with violence. They are very likely, if they lose the midterm elections, remember that's the second trigger in all of this, if they lose the midterm elections and don't gain a majority in the House of Representatives, and they probably won't control the Senate, by the way, then think about it. They will find themselves, the Democrats, in a situation where they do not control the Senate, they do not control the House, they do not control the White House, and they have lost the majority on the Supreme Court. This means that they have lost really every political power base that they have relied on over the years to try to shove through their liberal agenda on a population that, for the large part, rejects liberalism if it's explained to them what the liberals are actually trying to do. That's why liberals never run on their actual platform of what they plan to do. When they're running for office and they're campaigning, they typically campaign as a conservative. They say, oh, yeah, we love America. We're going to have strong border protection. We love the Second Amendment. And then when they get elected, they turn around. They say, oh, open the borders, you know, crush the Second Amendment. America is evil and whatever else they say. Right. So they can never tell you their real agenda, except there is now a new movement on the part of these radical socialist / Marxist left wing individuals such as Ocasio-Cortez and Beto in Texas, who's running against Senator Ted Cruz. These individuals are sort of the new breed of lunatic leftists who openly talk about their plans to destroy border protection. They want to dismantle ICE completely, have no border protection. They want to shut down all the prisons and release the prisoners into the streets. They want to completely outlaw private ownership of firearms, so the Second Amendment would be gone. Of course, they'll crush the First Amendment. They're already doing that in the tech companies like Google and YouTube. And at the same time, they want to end all free market activity. So you can't own a business under their rule. The government runs all businesses, like in a communist regime. This is what Ocasio-Cortez and Beto and others on the radical left, this is what they're demanding. And this is why it's so important to go out and vote against those individuals, because they are radical socialists. They call themselves democratic socialists, but they're really communists or fascists or a combination of the two. But they are the new up-and-coming radical leftists, because the universities have radicalized the young liberals to the point where they are insane lunatics who all they know how to do now is scream and shout and accuse. They don't have any actual knowledge. They don't understand anything about reality. The universities don't even give them real skills anymore, and certainly not critical thinking skills. So if you try to debate with these individuals, you can't debate, because there's no logic operating in their brains. All they can do is scream and shout and accuse and name-calling. Oh, everybody's a Nazi. Everybody's a KKK. Everybody's a racist. At the same time, this group is literally saying that all white people are bad, and that you should judge people by the color of their skin, and if they're white, you should punish them. And they're also saying that you should be punished based on the gender you were born with. So if you're a male, they say, well, all men are bad, and all men must be assumed to be guilty of everything that they're accused of. So you talk about bigotry and racism and intolerance, that's the new left. That's the new left. They're saying judge people by the color of their skin, judge people by the gender that they were born with, and punish people for being white-skinned. Now that's, I mean, wow. Because it wasn't long ago, you know, 150-plus years, that they were saying that the Democrat Party was running the KKK and saying that, in their view, black people didn't have any rights, and they imprisoned and enslaved black people, and they denied black people the right to have firearms. This is what the Second Amendment was designed to protect everybody's right to firearms, including African Americans. But the Democrats try to shut down the Second Amendment with gun control laws to keep guns out of the hands of black people so that blacks could not defend themselves against the racist KKK Democrats. And the Democrats ran the KKK. And if you look back, who freed the slaves? Abraham Lincoln, right? Abraham Lincoln was, of course, a Republican. And again, the schools are just indoctrinating people today to the point where almost none of the young people know anything about history, and you can't reason with them, and they're not rational. But getting to the midterm elections now, by my current assessment, and we're roughly about 30 days away from the midterm elections, based on my current assessment, the House has a 50-50 shot of being held by Republicans or Democrats. Right now, in my view, it's a toss-up. The Republicans are going to lose many seats. They're going to lose probably 5 seats in California. Again, because of the radicalization of California, the voter fraud, the illegals voting in the elections, and so on. The Democrats have a lock on voter fraud and illegal voting. Until we have a real crackdown nationwide, which is something that Trump needs to do in the next 2 years, the Democrats are going to continue to commit massive voter fraud and cheat in elections. In fact, when you think about Democrats today, think about cheaters. They cheat in everything. They lie. They don't follow any rules. They have no ethics. They have no morals. Look at what they did in the Senate in attacking Brett Kavanaugh. They just abandoned any rules whatsoever. No sense of boundaries. They just went full force, like endless accusations, totally non-credible accusations, just throwing something on the wall to see if it sticks on Brett Kavanaugh. That's what it was. It was just a sleaze, slime operation run by, of course, Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein and Cory Booker and others on the left who ran that campaign. And you know that there was a deep state element to that whole thing as well, which I don't have time to go into right now. But based on the situation right now, Republicans, in my view, have a 50-50 shot at keeping or losing the House of Representatives. But that could shift dramatically in the next few weeks. And here's why. And this is what you need to know. The confirmation of Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court was not about Roe versus Wade. The confirmation of Kavanaugh was so that there would be support of an establishment justice, or jurist, as they're called sometimes, on the Supreme Court, an establishment guy. Remember, this guy goes all the way back to working for George Bush. He's like, you know, hardcore Republican establishment, you know, government guy, Brett Kavanaugh is. And he's loyal to the Republican establishment, but he's also loyal to the Constitution. So a couple of things to keep in mind. But they need him on the court so that Trump can now demand through executive orders the release of the declassified documents that the FBI has been stalling and the DOJ has been stalling. These declassified documents, Trump had ordered them to be released in unredacted form several weeks ago. Remember that? And the FBI said, no, we can't do that. We have to have redactions. And the DOJ said the same thing. And then we got dragged into the Kavanaugh situation, which was a distraction for about 2 weeks. But the declassified document release orders have already been signed by President Trump, and yet the FBI and the DOJ are stalling. Well, Trump now needs to go in there and fire the people responsible for holding those documents back and demand that the next person in line release those documents. And if that person doesn't release them, Trump fires them, and so on and so forth until he gets down to somebody who will release them. Now, if this is challenged in an emergency appeal to the United States Supreme Court, Trump now has Kavanaugh on the court to give him a 5-4 majority decision. And while it's true that Kavanaugh can't vote on some cases that have already been presented to the Supreme Court with oral arguments, those are irrelevant to this. If there is a new emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh can make a decision on that, and he will make a decision on that, and he will decide in favor of President Trump. I mean, as long as Trump is doing something that's constitutional, but under emergency powers and war powers, the leader of the executive branch, i.e. the president, has extraordinary power that is described in the Constitution and protected by constitutional law and rulings precedent. So Kavanaugh is key for this working. Stay with me. We'll be back with much more.
Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
We're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams here. Thanks for tuning in. By the way, these episodes, you can see the previous episodes of this at counterthink.com. And also, this show airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Infowars.com. This is part of the Infowars network, which has, of course, been widely censored. But hey, guess what? Their traffic is exploding through the roof, and people are paying attention. And both Alex and myself have been vindicated yet again and again and again about the warnings that we put out about exactly what is unfolding in America. We both warned about the violence and the attacks from the left, and we're both warning right now about the coming civil war. So I'm going to continue to lay out my assessment and analysis, explaining how that scenario comes to be. So in the last segment, we talked about why Kavanaugh being on the court provides the support and cover for the president to make executive decisions that are described, or at least the executive power is described in the Constitution and in court ruling precedent that cites the Constitution. Under states of emergency and under states of war, the president is both the CEO of the executive branch of government, which means he can fire any person in the executive branch, including the FBI, including the DOJ, including the FDA, for that matter, including, you know, the CDC. He can fire anyone in the executive branch at any time for any reason. He doesn't have to have really any reason. He can also order anyone in the executive branch to do anything that is legal that does not violate federal law. And so ordering the release of these declassified documents is something that Trump will do. Again, he will reiterate that order that he's already given, and he will fire people until these documents are released. Now, why is the release of these documents crucial to the midterm elections? This is really what I'm trying to get to here. When these documents are released, if they're released in largely unredacted form, they're going to blow a hole in the international intelligence deep state that tried to frame Donald Trump, that tried to steal the election, and that tried to overthrow the election in the United States of America. And it's not just the U.S. deep state that's going to be exposed, with potentially dozens or even hundreds of people being arrested, indicted, and tried for all kinds of crimes, from obstruction of evidence to witness tampering, perhaps sedition, perhaps treason, who knows. But it's also going to expose the British spies, the U.K. spies, because the United Kingdom and Australia, both of those intelligence communities were also deeply involved in the scam, the scheme, I guess, to try to make sure that Hillary Clinton would win the election. So if these documents come out, they're going to expose the FBI, the DOJ, people like Peter Strzok, John Brennan, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and many others, but they're also going to expose UK intelligence operatives as well as Australian intelligence operatives. And this is why the president is getting tremendous pressure from those countries, the UK in particular, to not release these documents. This is also why the FBI and the DOJ are dragging their feet on the release of these documents, trying to drag it out beyond the midterm elections. This is key. If they can delay the release of these documents, then this will not alter the outcome of the election because, you know, the documents won't be made public, right? So Trump must now push for the release of these documents, now with the backing of Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's why the confirmation of Kavanaugh was so crucial to get done in a timely manner. And this is why, I mean, think about it. Chuck Grassley, Mitch McConnell, and other senators that run the committees and run the Senate, and the Senate Majority Leader, right, McConnell. Now you understand the reason for the timing here, because Kavanaugh had to be put into place at the Supreme Court in order to have the support for the documents to be released so that the release of those documents could happen well before the midterm elections. So now, as we move forward, you should look for immediately President Trump pushing for the release of the unredacted, declassified documents that he asked for weeks ago. More than asked for, he ordered them released. And in fact, join me in calling for this. We should all call for President Trump to fire whoever has to be fired, to get to somebody who will follow orders and release the documents, because now we've got Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Now we have a 5-4 majority there. And now it's time for America to learn the truth about the deep state and the criminal behavior of the Obama administration and the criminal behavior of James Comey and John Brennan and Loretta Lynch and the whole bunch of them, Peter Strzok and so on. If that comes out, even a week before the election, then at that point, or more than a week, you know, up to a week, I should say, at that point, then the chance of Republicans maintaining a majority of the House leaps dramatically to something like 75% to 80%, perhaps. And this is what we need to see. It doesn't give it 100% chance, and you can rest assured that the fake news left-wing media will do everything in its power to try to blacklist the release of the documents. They won't report anything. They'll just pretend it never happened, or they'll say Trump is compromising national security, even though there's nothing in there that would compromise national security. So the left-wing media will fight it, but there's enough coverage now between, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson on Fox News and Alex Jones and all the other independent media, Breitbart, you know, you name it, the Gateway Pundit and so on, that this will be well known among the voters before they go in and vote. Now, it won't affect the early voting votes, but and there are a lot of those. That's substantial. But it will affect the votes on the voting day. And this could mean all the difference, because if the Republicans maintain the majority in the House, then this sets up now, wow, 2 years of deep state, deep cleaning, where President Trump can go in with a scouring brush and heavy-duty oven cleaner spray, and he can go in and just start spraying out and cleaning out the swamp and actually calling for mass arrests of the deep state swamp creatures. He'll have 2 years to do that, essentially unopposed. Imagine, majority on the Supreme Court, you control the White House, you control Congress, both houses of Congress, both branches. This is phenomenal. Plus, Trump has had, you know, what, a couple hundred federal judges appointed in the last 2 years as well. I think it's 200. It's a big number. I don't know the exact number, but it's a big number. You put all this together, this is the perfect storm for deep state, deep cleaning, swamp draining time for America, as has been needed here for, you know, a century or more. It's time to drain this swamp, and Trump is the guy to do it. So he needs our support. So go out and vote Republican this November to stop the Democrats and give Trump the power that he needs to get this done, clean out the swamp, drain the swamp, and make America great again. The Democrat Party is becoming the party of mob rule and incivility and terrorism and violence. Now, as I predicted before, there are two trigger events that will really set off the left. This confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh is the first of two. So the first of two is now complete. And we're already starting to see the madness. We'll be right back after this with more on Counterthink.
The brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
We're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams. So to summarize where we are right now, Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. Midterms coming up. Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation was trigger number one. The midterm elections are trigger number two. If the Republicans hold the House in the midterms, and of course hold the Senate, then we see the left descend into radical violence, lunacy, civil war, domestic terrorism, bombing government buildings, attempted assassinations of conservative senators, and so on. They're going to go all out because now they've reached a point of extreme desperation. If you actually watch the Senate vote, by the way, on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, every few seconds you heard another lunatic left-wing liberal. Almost all of them were women, by the way. They were these young, progressive women screaming at the top of their lungs. What's interesting to me about that is that that now signifies the Democrat Party. screaming lunatic liberals who have lost power. And so all they can do is shout and intimidate and trap people in elevators and scream at them. They have no civility. And this is a very important point to understand. Democrats have demonstrated over these last couple of weeks at the Senate. I mean, both the senators themselves, like Feinstein, as well as Democrats on the streets, the protesters, they have demonstrated one thing very clearly. They are not compatible with civil society. The United States of America cannot survive this lunacy and irrationality, violence and racism of the Democrats and the left-wing lunatics. America can't survive that. And the only way America can survive is if the Democrats are completely stripped of power. And this is what must happen for America to survive. We must defeat the Democrats at every election. But more importantly, we must also, by supporting President Trump and his efforts, we must call for and support the arrest of all these Democrat lunatics who are promoting violence, who are doxing senators, and there have been arrests already made on that front, who are committing violence in public, you know, mobbing senators and getting within distance and probably soon going to start stabbing senators or maybe even shooting them. These left-wing radical lunatics need to be arrested when they violate law, when they commit crimes. And they are only going to escalate this. They were screaming before. Remember when they mobbed Ted Cruz in a restaurant in Washington, D.C.? They were within striking distance of Ted Cruz. If one of those left-wing lunatics had a knife or a gun, they could have shot him. And that's a very sobering realization, because that's the next step of escalation. And they've already proven they can get close enough to senators in public, and they can do this to Supreme Court justices as well. And they can, their operatives in Washington, D.C. will dox the home addresses of senators and other key people. And those addresses will go out to left-wing kill teams that are told, go kill that senator's family and the senator at, you know, 3 a.m, 4 a.m. on some given day. And in my analysis, there's going to be what I call an activation day of radical left-wing terrorism. Now, this is my own analysis. I don't know if Alex agrees with this. Probably he does. I would imagine he does. But you're not hearing about this in the media. There's going to be an activation day. And if you want to know what activation day really means, go watch those movies that are called The Purge. The radical left, which pushed those movies, by the way, that's a left-wing movie producer and movie theme. The Purge is about a day where there are no laws and every person can just go out and commit mass murder. And I think there are 3 movies in that series. I haven't seen the movies, but I've seen trailers for the movies, and they're pretty sick. And one of them, I think, was released right around election season in 2016 that appeared to be targeting, you know, probably President Trump. Nevertheless, the Purge movies are something that the left now seems to embrace philosophically, which is this idea that on a given day, with a given, you know, announcement or activation, that all radical left-wing people should go out into the streets and start killing conservatives and killing Christians and murdering white people because of the color of their skin, and targeting and murdering United States senators because they've been given the home addresses handed to them by other deep state operatives who are working inside the halls of Congress right now, working for Democrat representatives or senators, you know, like Maxine Waters, who is a lunatic. She's a raging, violent lunatic, right? And the people who follow her are, in my view, very likely to be the people that snap and that go down this road of extreme violence. And in fact, Maxine Waters seems to have openly endorsed that. She seems to have called for it, if you listen to her speeches and her rhetoric. So this activation day, I believe, is likely to happen after trigger number 2, which is the Republicans winning the House of Representatives, which, again, right now is a 50% chance, but could rise to a 75 or 80% chance if the documents get released. But the activation day would be after the election, but before January. Before, in other words, before the new members of Congress are seated and the new senators are seated. Because the left, they will then have, well, the remainder of November, all of December, and part of January to carry out this mass murder event or this attempted communist coup, whatever you want to call it. And it may take different forms in different cities. During this time, we are likely to see so much violence in the streets of America, in the cities, not in the countryside, but in the cities, that this can and is likely to lead to the application of martial law. Now, I want to be very careful about this because I think I was misunderstood when I talked about martial law before. I'm not talking about tanks in the streets to clamp down on America's freedoms. I'm talking about a response to massive left-wing terrorism and violence where they're burning their own cities down, where they are mass murdering conservatives in the streets, where they're killing people because they have white skin, where they're dragging people out of their cars and beating them and shooting them on the streets just because they're white people. This scenario is now very close to becoming a reality. And when it happens, as I have said on numerous occasions, you will beg for martial law. You will beg for it. You will beg the president to declare it. And you will support it because you will want a way to end the violence that the left is carrying out. Now, even before the president reacts to that, if indeed that scenario unfolds, you're going to have patriots. You're going to have patriots taking to the streets and probably engaging these left-wing mobs. And by patriots, you know, I mean retired military. I mean active duty and off-duty police officers and sheriff's deputies. And of course, oath keepers as well. And maybe just simply armed citizens who are tired of the violence. So I'm not calling for that, and I'm not endorsing that. I'm just analyzing that I think that's a very likely possibility that as the radical left, i.e. Antifa and the left-wing terrorism starts to take hold in the cities across America, you're going to see both the potential for official martial law crackdowns, but also citizens, armed citizens, retired military, retired law enforcement, engaging these radical left-wing extremists and, frankly, taking them out. Because that's from a tactical standpoint, it won't be that difficult to take them out because radical left-wing lunatics, they're not very good at combat tactics. They're not good at using firearms. They can't hit things with firearms, and they have no strength or courage. They're pathetic weaklings. They're snowflakes and crybullies. They're not, you know, combat-proven soldiers and police and SWAT members and all that. They're none of that. They will fold so quickly, but only after they are engaged. And I mean tactically engaged. So watch for the narrative control that's pushed by the media, because at that point, the media will try to say that patriots are terrorists and that the actual left-wing terrorists are the resistance that's trying to save America from Trump. Watch for that. They have hit lists. They have kill teams. We'll be back after this with much more.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
We must push back against the radical left, their screaming lunatic tactics, their irrationality, their racism, intolerance, and bigotry against men and against Christians and against white people, for that matter. You know, those of us who are real conservatives and libertarians, we welcome people of all skin colors. We even welcome people of different sexual orientations, for that matter. As far as I'm concerned, as long as you're pro-liberty and you're pro-Second Amendment and you support our Constitution, you support our Bill of Rights, you support our president, I don't personally care what your personal lifestyle is like, as long as you're not, you know, harming children and trying to indoctrinate children into transgenderism and what have you. It doesn't matter to me what your nationality is or what your religion is or what your skin color is. You know, I married an immigrant, you know, right? My wife is an immigrant from Taiwan. And we've gone through the immigration process. We've gone through all of that. What matters to me is whether you respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and if you're willing to defend this nation against the lunatics on the left who are now rising up and about to attempt a massive, violent, communist-style coup. That day is coming. It's an activation day. It is coming, and we should all be warned about that in advance. We have to push back against these leftists also, of course, at the ballot box, but also with law enforcement. If they commit violence, we can no longer have this attitude that we had under Obama, which was, oh, let them act out their violence. Don't arrest them. Let the police get shot at and beat up. You know, that's insane. Enough of that. It's time for the police to shoot back when they are physically and violently attacked with deadly force. Let me be sure to clarify that. To shoot back when they are attacked with deadly force and to make mass arrests of the arsonists and the rioters and the looters and the attackers that are going to characterize these left-wing mobs. And I hope that when this begins to happen, that President Trump will issue a directive to every nationwide police department that says, do not stand down, stand your ground, arrest these people, fight back if you are attacked. If the left wants to go to war, we will arrest and imprison them all. If they want to murder police officers because they hate the police and they hate civil society, they want to burn down America, right? Then we are not going to let them do that. We're not going to stand by and try to be polite while they destroy our country. It's time to get serious about defending our nation against these deranged lunatics. So it's the ballot box. It's also supporting law enforcement in the streets. Do not back down. Do not retreat. Arrest these people. Fight back if your life is in danger. And if you're being attacked with deadly force, shoot back. It's very simple. And if you're a police officer hearing this, I know you agree with me 100% because you have put your life on the line. You've put yourself in harm's way. And too many of these political liberal police captains in liberal cities, they have an attitude of, oh, you're supposed to be a human punching bag. You don't have a right to shoot back, even if you're being violently attacked or having Molotov cocktails thrown on you, which is a deadly assault. I say, yes, you have the right to fight back as a police officer or a sheriff's deputy or National Guard guardsman or guardswoman. You have the right to fight back. And so I hope that is enforced. We must also push back against this left-wing lunacy in pop culture, in the universities, and in the online world. Because left-wing lunacy has run rampant. They control Google, they control YouTube, they control Wikipedia, they control Twitter, they control the universities, they control Hollywood and movies and late-night comedy. And, of course, the left-wing media, most of the news outlets are radical left-wing lunatics. It's time to start pushing back. Peacefully, I don't mean violence against these groups, but to peacefully and forcefully push back against these groups throughout every institution in society. Based on the understanding that leftism, this lunatic liberalism that has now come out of the woodwork, is incompatible with civil society. We cannot negotiate with these people because they are irrational and they... Have you seen the segments with Steven Crowder where these left-wing liberals try to explain? He has this segment, you know, called Change My Mind, and these left-wing lunatics sit down and he's sitting there listening patiently for them to make a single rational argument, and they're unable to do so. And they end up crying and screaming and accusing. And this is what they're trained to do, social justice training in the universities today. It's about how to be a pathetic snowflake crybully. Self-victimization philosophy. This is what's taught in the schools. And this is what these students, they come out of universities, they have no skills, they don't know anything about American history, they have no knowledge of anything in reality, but they're experts at playing victims. They're experts at whining and crying and screaming, and they're experts at mob violence and mob rule. And this is their weapon. Mob rule is their weapon. At every level of society, these radical deranged leftists are going to try to mob overthrow local government or mob the police or mob senators or mob, you know, a university professor who comes out as conservative, for example. They're going to mob and intimidate and terrorize and try to execute or assassinate or commit violence against individuals that don't conform to the radical left-wing worldview. which is rooted in pure delusion and, frankly, psychiatric illness. And I think that we really need to have, perhaps what we need nationwide is the mass arrests of left-wing lunatic mobs, and then put all those people through a psychiatric evaluation to find out, what is your mental illness? How have you become this raging lunatic that has no facts, no rationality? It's like the critical thinking parts of their brains have been burned out. They've been turned into like actual zombies. You know, zombies, they wander around, they can't think much, right? But they just know to attack and bite. And depending on the zombie movie, sometimes the zombies are really fast, really quick, like World War Z, that movie with Brad Pitt. Those zombies were pretty quick. They could outrun you. But it's just like a zombie mob. And it's very interesting, by the way, to watch that movie and think of all the zombies as Democrats. Suddenly it all makes sense. They're just Democrats, just like trying to tear apart society and leaping off walls and throwing themselves on crowds. You know, they're Democrats. That World War Z should be called World War D. It was like a mob of zombie Democrats trying to murder every living being on the planet, probably, you know, going after unborn children too, like I don't know, some kind of twisted new abortion thing that they're trying to pull off, because Democrats hate life. They hate living babies. They hate freedom. They hate liberty. They hate America. They hate the Constitution. They hate reason. They hate logic. They hate history. They hate mathematics. They call math racist. They say philosophy is racist because there are so many white men in the history of philosophy. I mean, it's so incredibly stupid. Most of them weren't white men. They were Romans. We would call them immigrants today if they came from Rome. You know, they are what we would today call immigrants. But of course, the left has to say, well, they're all white men, so all philosophy has to be thrown out. And they say mathematics and science is too many white men. The Nobel Prize Committee has now announced that they're going to start giving Nobel Prizes to women and minorities who didn't earn a Nobel Prize, but they need more women and minorities to be represented because too many white men keep winning all of the Nobel Prizes. Huh. So they've turned the Nobel Prize into the Libtard Prize, basically, at this point. It's no more Nobel. And was it Alfred Nobel himself? He would be freaked out if he heard about this, if he were still alive today, because it's supposed to be based on merit. You win the prize when you do something amazing, regardless of your skin color. But no, now it's going to be like the Transgender Libtard Prize to be given to whoever is the most progressive but didn't do any real science. That's where liberals are pushing our society. And we have to push back against that because that's insane. We welcome people of all skin colors and religions and national origins and even sexual orientation, as far as I'm concerned. But you got to earn your place. You got to earn the prize. You got to earn it. It's a merit-based system. That's what we must demand. Individual liberty plus merit. That's how we have a sustainable society. And the left is incompatible with that. What is next, and will the Civil War begin this year? So join me in this. Watch more episodes of this show, Counterthink, at counterthink.com. Every episode airs Sunday, 6 p.m. Central, at infowars.com. And also check out my online video website that is the alternative to YouTube. It's called real.video, and you can find all of my videos there, plus InfoWars videos, plus thousands of other channels, people who've been banned on YouTube. They've come over to real.video. Check it all out. God bless America, and thanks for watching.